Whenever you want to start podcasting, man, I'm ready, sir.
All righty. Well, shout-outs. Do you have any shout-outs?
Do I have any shout-outs?
Yeah. I could probably do a few first.
Yeah, you want to go first, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a few more followers on the following the Rot Pod on FB.
Yeah.
Jonathan N., a new friend. C. Williams, another friend. The other guy, Brian P., remember the other Brian P. I was talking about last episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still commenting and liking and chit-chatting away.
All right.
Then there's still a Lisa G. D. Payton. Then again, my younger brother, he tagged Rot Pod saying that he was listening to the new Chevelle album.
Yeah.
And to check it out.
Chevelle's the shit.
Chevelle. Alvin M. Again.
Alvin M?
Alvin M, yes sir.
What up?
And Alex Glass again. Your boy, DJ. He's your boy.
My boy, Alex G.
Alex G. Man, there's a lot, buddy.
Dude, I'm trying to eat as fast as I can right now.
Trying to eat as fast as you can?
Yeah. I'm starving, dude. I'm starving like a skinny kid.
Audi Bowman, Twitter. New follower. Oh, okay. I got a shout out from September Fire from Twitter. He just told this person that I'm going to give him a shout out just because I retweeted a tweet. And let me see if I can find it. Tell you what this cat said. All right. Here's a shout out to September Fire. You ready for his tweet? I retweeted a tweet.
Okay.
You can be anything you want, but don't be a fake ass bitch. I will backhand the F out of you.
Damn. God damn.
When I read that, I was like, man, that's like, you know, like, it's like you can be anything, but don't be fake.
Yeah.
Dude, that just like hit me like, it's like, boom, like, whoa, that's like straight to the point and just right in your face.
Hell yeah, it is.
You know, like somebody talking smack and you're just like tired of it or something like that and just like, don't be fake, just be real, you know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I replied, I said, can I quote you? And he goes, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, that's a good quote, Mr. B.
From September Fire. So the one thing that he was saying, tell people to follow me because I'm the coolest kid in town, in everyone's town. I don't care where you are. I'm the coolest kid.
Hell yeah. I like the confidence.
Yes, sir. Confident. Stay confident. That's the episode 6-3's, motto.
Stay confident.
Stay confident. Then, Jaden420 at DJ at Rot Pod with that, pick of the wine.
Yeah. Chilling.
Yeah. Relax.
I wish I could relax like that, man.
Just chillax, huh?
Wish I could have a nice glass of wine, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Booyah. So, yeah, check out Chevelle La Gargola, new album, some hard rock. Pretty good. That's what my younger brother was telling. He's tagging Rot Pod.
Tagging the Rot Pod for the new Chevelle album. Yeah. What? Hashtag what?
What? And that's for the shout-outs, buddy.
I don't have all my stuff in front of me, dude. I'm just kind of like rushing around. But shout out to all my new followers and the people that continue to support me and stuff like that. I really appreciate it. And the new followers on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+. Shout outs to the all the new followers on SoundCloud as well. Been getting some new followers and seeing some followers that were just like, wow, it astonished me. I was like, oh my God, they're following me. Holy shit. So, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, same for me too. Just in general, shout out to all the followers, new friends, new listeners, just to keep spreading the word.
Yep, we love you guys and we really appreciate the support and following.
Yep. Ready for 6-3?
I'm ready for 6-3, buddy.
My name is Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime.
about you?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I'm all pumped over that.
That's right, buddy. Again, thanks, DJ, for that. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
All right, for Mr. B.
Mr. DJ P.
Mr. R-O-T-P-O-D. Mr. P.
Yes, sir. Welcome, listeners. Thanks for joining us again. Episode 63. Episode 63. Man, that's getting far into the interwebs. You know what I mean?
Dude, we're spinning a massive web here, sir.
Yes, sir. Just keep growing and growing. Do what we love. Do this for fun. Nothing else. Nothing else driving us. Just the fun. Just the chit-chat nonsense. Tech, games, movies. Everything rolling off track. Right, DJ?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And again, thanks for joining us. Search ROTPOD on your social media, on the internet, on the Google, on the Bing, to search Rolling Off Track Podcast or ROTPOD and find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. What about you, DJ?
They can find me at Whataburger eating some, in
some Whataburgers.
They can find me at Whataburger eating some fries and a burger, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Whataburger's good though, man.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
But nothing beats Whataburger though. And I know we have listeners out of state, out of New Mexico. So, Whataburger, it's much better than Whataburger. So if you think, Whataburger is good, Whataburger is much, 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 much better. Right, DJ?
It's New Mexico bread, brother.
New Mexico, it's from New Mexico.
It's that New Mexico thing, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So besides Whataburger, where can they find you?
Sure, man. You guys can find me on, of course, all the social media handles, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, not MySpace. I never said that, huh? MySpace.
No, not these days. Not these days.
That shit's old like the dinosaurs, bro.
Yeah.
Anyways, y'all can find me, first and foremost on, Rolling Off Track Podcast. Mr. B handles all the links with the site. He posts all the new stuff, all the upcoming events and, us doing podcasts and things like that. So if you're looking for me, you can find me right next to Mr. B. So, and you know, if you guys have trouble other than that, what do we say, Mr. B? Google us.
Just search, because I know you'll find us through either DJ Problems Official, ROTPOD, or Rolling Off Track Podcast.
Just those three. I love the sound of that, buddy.
Yep, just search either one of those three, and we'll come up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Cool, man. Yeah, glad to be back. We did one podcast last week and we're back for another week and hopefully we can put out more than one this week. You know, it doesn't have to be two, it doesn't have to be three, it can be four or five, you know?
Ooh, damn, Mr. B.
Yes, sir. I feel it.
he's feeling the groove.
Feeling the groove, feeling my bones. Yeah, man. No, I just enjoy doing this, man. Enjoy doing this with my boy, DJ P.
Yeah, I enjoyed this too, Mr. B, man. I enjoyed doing this with you, man.
So, cool. I guess I could say, first thing, I listened to some Lara Gargula from Chevelle, because my younger brother tagged me on FB, and he's just saying, check this out. So this album came out on April 1st, on April Fool's Day, buddy.
Yeah.
So it came out, I checked it out. It took me about five days to listen to the whole thing, because I couldn't listen to the whole thing in one single session.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to listen to it over a few days. So that's pretty good. It's like 10 tracks on there, 47 minutes. And it's just, to put it in basic perspective, it's just hard rock, drums, guitars, and just jamming out to some rock music, buddy.
Yeah. Oops. That was a hiccup. Sorry. Jesus, man. That was a hiccup coming in.
Yo, internet heard that, buddy.
Jesus. I was going to say, yeah, some rock and roll.
That's right, buddy. So, yeah, listen to some Chevelle. Check it out. I also listened to some other things, but that was one of the new releases, so I thought I'd give the listeners a little taste of what the new release for this last past week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And what I watched Sixth Man on TV. Remember the, back from 1997, The Sixth Man with Marlon Wayans and Kadeem Hardison. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, sir. That doesn't sound familiar.
Well, Marlon Wayans and that Kadeem guy, they're in college and they're playing college basketball, and his brother, the Kadeem guy, he like has a heart attack and he dies during a basketball game. So Marlon Wayans, he finishes out the season. His brother, the one that dies, he's a ghost and he just helps him win the game. So it's a kind of comedy.
It's like Angels in the Outfield, man.
Yeah, Angels in the Outfield. That's right, buddy. It's just the same thing. It's just a basketball.
Hell yeah, bro.
And this one, he manipulates people's bodies in the basketball. So it's kind of like sort of like cheating. But this was back in 1997. And when you're a young kid watching this movie, you're like, oh, man, that's pretty good. That's cool, man.
The miracles do happen, bro. I want a miracle, bro.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so this was the first time I watched it in a long, 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 long time. So watching it this past weekend, it just kind of seemed a little bit silly to me these days.
It seems a little bit silly?
Yeah, just because he was a ghost and he just helped the team by like if the basketball was going a little bit to the right and it was sure going to miss, he would kind of manipulate it just to go into the goal.
Oh, man, he was cheating.
He was cheating. That was, yeah, it was a straight out cheating. So that's why it's kind of silly. But I still watched it and yeah, it's pretty good. It has some good comedy lines in it. You know how Marlon Wayans is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the Marlins brothers. They're the Marlins brothers. Oh my God. Is that right? The Wayans brothers.
The Wayans brothers. Yeah. Wayans brothers. I think this guy's
his name's Damon and Marlon. Damon. Williams, right? Or Wayne. I don't know what the hell they're.
Yeah, there's like three or four brothers?
Oh, that's right. There is three or four of them, huh?
Yeah. It's like Damon, Marlon, something, and something.
Wayne? I don't know.
No, that's not right, buddy. That's not right. Another movie I watched, Man of Steel, the 2013 movie. Superman. Yeah, can't get enough of that. Some smashing buildings and just destroying the whole city by fighting and fighting and flying. You know, you don't like that flying, buddy. You like Batman style.
Hey, are we going to go skydiving, buddy?
Yeah. When are we going to go skydiving?
Soon.
Get some information on that and do it.
Shit, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Might as well live it up.
Yeah, but for real, though, I would do that skydiving.
That's a scary thing, man. But you know what? They say, okay, so I don't know if we talked about this last time, or we could talk about it in a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I did watch Batman again also, so the Rise of the Dark Knight.
Batman.
I guess this weekend was just some action heroes. Is that how you say that? That doesn't sound right.
Action heroes?
So.
Yeah, I guess like superheroes.
Superhero movie, because the new movie that came out this past weekend, Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Captain Save-A-Ho. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
Roll track.
So, yeah, we watched that, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, and then, Samuel L. Jackson.
Sammy G.
That's what I call him when he comes over for a barbecue, Sammy J. Yep.
Hell yeah, what's up, Sammy? You want a Sammy?
Sammy, make fun of him. Make fun of him when he comes over. Cause you know that's how we do, buddy.
Yeah.
But this movie is good. There's one good fighting scene in this movie. It's pretty good, man. It's awesome.
If you like, get the blood pumping.
Get the blood pumping with some hiccups, buddy.
Yeah.
So basically, this one, it's after the Avengers movie. Remember all that stuff that happens in New York City with the Avengers?
Man, I've been trying to watch that movie, dude. I swear to God, for the last 3 weeks. Avengers? Well, at least 2 weeks.
Avengers.
Yeah, man, I finished up my little sitcom or whatever the fuck it was.
The Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, dude, it ended in such a bad way. I wished it didn't end like that. It was like, dude, whoa. It didn't end at all like how I thought it was.
Oh, all right.
So, I've been trying to watch The Avengers, man, and I just cannot stay awake.
That movie's pretty long, too, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's 2.5 hours.
Avengers, buddy.
Well, it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, but, you know, that's shit, dude.
Popcorn, kick your feet up, buddy.
I fall asleep in the first 20 minutes.
Grab a drink and a Lotaburger with fries.
Some and a
Hooters wings.
And a blunt, and I'm gone.
There you go. Just the opening credits, huh? You're already asleep.
There you go, rolling out the credits and smoke, baby.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen Captain America, stay till the end, because there is a little scene at the end. Just like all the Marvel movies.
Yep.
Yep. So stay till the end. You'll get a sneak peek of what's coming.
I'm gonna hold the microphone tonight.
Oh, snap! You'll be walking around like you're giving a speech.
I'm gonna walk around like I'm doing a comedy show.
Do a comedy, yes. Do you have a bar stool?
Oh, I don't have a bar stool, but shit, man, I could really use a glass of alcohol. No, I'm just kidding.
Just walk around.
Yeah, I just walk around with it.
Turn on one light, spotlight. Then tell a joke. So throughout the podcast, you're going to tell one joke?
I could tell some jokes.
All right. Just out of nowhere, just spit one, right?
Yeah, what if they're long ones?
Like how long? Like minutes?
Yeah, well, might be a minute. Put me on the spot. I forgot the joke, dude. I was like, oh, wait. We might have a couple one-liners jump out.
All right, one-liners. So, yeah. And one game I played for the Vita, again, PS Vita. Can't get enough of that Vita, buddy. Portable, handheld, take it everywhere I go, you know? And then when I'm at home, I get on the other systems. But when I'm out and about and just a portable system, PS Vita. Been playing the PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Remember the one I was talking about?
Uh-huh.
Or the one I was going to talk about. So it's just basically like a brawler, free-for-all brawler, kind of like the game for the Nintendo, the Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
So there's different players. Like I think it was up to four players. They jump on the screen and you just jump around and fight and smash and dash and kill, kill, kill. Yeah, this game is pretty good. Just going through different characters and it's like a story. Every character has a story, and you just fight people and get to the end, get to the boss, beat him, and it just tells a little story. That's it.
How many pod stars would you give it, brother?
How many pod stars?
How many pod stars would you give it?
Since we're starting the pod stars, is it up to 5 or 10?
Well, what do you feel is an adequate rating for
I think pod stars should be from 1 to 5. Make it.
I agree.
All right. So, PS Vita portable game, all out smash dash kill 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 fun. You don't have to spend hours on it. Just get on it. Just fight. Do one match and you're off. And so I would give it a 4 out of 5 pod stars, buddy.
That sounds like a pretty good game, bud.
You won't really get tired of it because you could just go in and out, play a match. If you want to play another match, just do 2 matches and you're out. You're not committed to it to hours or days, buddy.
So you can just jump out whenever?
Yes, sir. So 4 out of 5 pot stars.
Ching, ching. We need that sound effect of eights.
We do, huh?
Kong, 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 kong.
Hell yeah. Like I said, Rock Pod's evolving and we're just adding new stuff, so there's another sound effect that we need to get, buddy.
There you go, bud. We're going to work on some stuff here. We're going to get this shit popping.
Get it popping.
Get some good soundboards that me and you both can mess with on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably have to put it on the site and just both access it at the same time. Just hit them buttons, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cool. What about you, DJP? Problems? What's your problems for this week?
Shoot, brother. Well, you know, I posted a picture on Instagram. Whoa, shit. I posted myself in the face with a mic stand. I've been, damn, dude, I forgot what the hell I was going to say, dude. Shit, my problems for the week, dude. Like I said, I was posting a picture on Instagram before I forgot, all stupid, Jesus Christ, of my problems, and I had 99 problems on the computer, but the DJing thing wasn't one, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of like the Instagram thing a little bit more, you know, doing the website stuff a little bit more. We got some good news happening, with the record label and stuff like that. We're definitely going to work on some new tracks and get some material out there for everybody to listen to. I've been really working hard trying to get everything situated so that way I can, make some good music. I know there's going to be critics out there and stuff like that, right, Mr. B?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, we're trying, you know, we're still in the development stages of the record label. So, you know, right now, me personally, just working pretty hard trying to find my own unique sound. I don't want to follow any type of, you know, certain sound. I want to kind of just create my own path, you know, and just do how I'm feeling, you know?
Yep.
And, hopefully I could get some followings. Really excited about this. I'm really excited about a lot of the opportunities that, have presented itself lately. Amazing things are happening. I'm super happy, as well as happy for what's to come from, Mr. B and me, you know what I mean? You and I, dude, we got some stuff to do, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Got these ideas in my head and I'm super excited about those. I can't wait until we can make it official. So this one's gonna be, the secret under wraps stuff. I'm gonna be a lot more involved in it. Like I said, I've been kind of tied up for the last couple weeks trying to get everything done. That was serious, you know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
But, other than that, I actually have a couple games that I've been playing. I unfortunately stopped playing the Angry Birds Star Wars.
That's right, buddy. You played the hell out of that one and you got your 99 cents worth, buddy.
I played the shit out of it. I will come back, but let me tell you what. Those damn birds. Dude, you waste your little tokens and shit, and then you can't buy any more tokens, and I ain't gonna spend any more tokens.
What are the tokens used for?
You can buy like little Anakin Skywalker birds and you can buy like, you know what I mean? Like all these little other little fucking dudes that do shit.
Yeah.
That knock out the pigs. But, man, let me tell you what, that shit gets frustrating. I was contemplating picking up a hammer and smashing this damn phone because I couldn't pass the level, dude. So, I kind of gave that a little bit of a rest, but, got a new game that I've been playing with a friend of mine, that she showed me. It's pretty cool, man. You know, I swear to God, dude, I can't beat this game. I can't win in this game. Me and my friend play, like, I don't know, she's in Germany, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we play when we can and just send, like, you know, the game back and forth to each other because you can play, like, your friends.
Oh, okay.
And I can't win, bro. I can't win for shit. I've only won like maybe once or twice against her, dude. And I'm like, oh my God. And then, so get this, man. I show my mom like, hey, Ma, check this game out. She gets up on the thing and she starts whooping my ass too, dude. I'm like, oh my God. I can't win against nobody on this damn game, dude. Yeah. But it's fun as hell. Fun as hell. It's called, Keyword Verse.
Uh huh.
Kind of make these little, I don't know. You draw your fingers kind of almost like, you know those little word searches? You circle the letters and all that good stuff, or you circle the words in the, like, puzzle?
Like a crossword puzzle?
Yeah, it's like a crossword, but it actually has the letters inside of it already, and then you gotta kinda look for the words, and then you get, like, scores and bonus points and stuff like that, and you can spend your tokens that you win on, like, the bonus points and getting, like, extra points to beat the next match, and, dude. That shit's hard, dude. So I've been playing that, Keyword Verse, or Verses, and, I've been also playing, there was another one. I think I deleted it. Or, no, here it is. It's, Words Free. I'm sorry. Words with Friends.
Oh, okay. That was a pretty, older game, huh?
Yeah, it's an older game, dude. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's always fun, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of keeps something interesting and new, and it's like all those old games that already been played out and stuff. It's like, shit, I never played that, so I'm gonna give it a whirl, you know?
Yeah, I played that one when it came out.
Yeah, do you like that?
Yeah, it was good when it first came out, but after playing it for so long, it's that one's deleted off my phone now.
Damn, I guess I'm stepping into the Stone Age Babs, bro.
That's right, buddy. With rap potting, you can start to keep up to date now, buddy. Don't worry.
Oh shit, man. So yeah, that's my rant and bullshit for games and stuff that I've been kind of doing. Let's see, for movies, I finished up Trailer Park Boys. It really didn't end the way I thought it was going to end. If anybody could recommend a new good show for me, that'd be really awesome because I can't find a new show to watch. I need something long to keep me kind of, you know what I mean? It's got to keep some, suspense to it so that way I can stay interested.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you, Mr. B, if you know any, you know, any good, you know, shows or anything like that.
Does that have to be a Netflix?
Yeah, bro, cause all I got is Netflix, dude. Netflix. I unhooked the cable and all that shit. All
right. Well, one of the ones that I try and watch when I get time to watch is, Transformers, the animated series.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I like Transformers, so it's gonna be good to me. So you can try it, start from the beginning and just, check it out. If you go, I don't know if you can start anywhere else in any episode, you might be able to, but then every episode is tied to each other, so you might miss out on some things. So yeah, I would give it a shot.
I'm gonna give Home Ec a shot. I'm gonna try it out.
Then, what about that, Netflix show with that, that new one, the one that's hitting the streets. What's that show? House of Cards.
House of Cards?
You should try that one.
House of Cards?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Something about politics and just, I guess it's a pretty good story, so that's why people like that one.
What is it called again? House of Cards?
House of Cards.
Sweet.
Yup, yup. So, cool. That's any listeners too, if you have any recommendations for DJP, you know, just give them a Netflix shows.
Yeah, if you, I mean, hell yeah, shit. Shoot me some shit. That's all I'm gonna say, and I can we'll go from there. Shoot me a tweet.
This one is not stories, but it's the How It's Made. Remember?
Oh, dude, I love How It's Made.
There's a lot of that on there too.
Shit's dope, dude. I love How It's Made.
Dope, buddy. Cool. Sounds good. DJ Problems.
Yeah, buddy. I'm not gonna rave and rant too much anymore. So that's it for me.
All right. Cool. There's a top few apps for the iOS. This game is called 2048. Another game is called Spot It. That one just shows two pictures side by side, and you just kind of point out what's wrong with each picture. You know, like one side is different than the other, but you have to look closely to find the differences. Have you ever tried those games?
Almost like a pairing game, huh?
Almost like but you find the differences, yeah. So that's one of the top apps in iOS. Is another one, it's not a game, but it's just an app that people can use, that Microsoft Office, a free one. So where you can use all the, what Microsoft has to offer, like Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, Word. Yes, sir. And here's some more, top Android apps. Facebook Messenger, Pandora, Instagram, Cut the Rope 2, Candy Crush, Snapchat, and Netflix. Man, Candy Crush is still on top.
Dude, I think that game's fucking stupid.
Did you try it?
No, dude, I think it's the dumbest game in the fucking world, dude. I'm not even gonna lie, I'm not gonna sugarcoat shit about that game. It's the stupidest fucking game, dude.
Candy Crush, crush.
I think it's a waste of time.
Wasted time.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm just being mean, bro, but that fucking game is a waste of time, dude. I've seen so many people like, yo, bro, do you play Candy Crush? And I'm like, no, I don't. And then they're like, I'm like, what level are you on? They're like, oh, do you play it? I'm like, no, I fucking know. I hear it so damn much that motherfuckers tell me.
Yeah.
What level are you on, bro? Oh, well, I'm on like 160. I just can't get past it. It's like, how long have you been playing that level for? Oh, about 9 days. What?
9 days. 9 days of sleep.
There ain't nothing cool about that game, dude. I've
never tried it.
No?
No.
It's like Tetris. It's like Tetris for fucking candy. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is, dude. It's dumb. Like, I don't even know what the hell it is, dude. It's like Farmville. I'm sorry, dude, but that shit's stupid, too.
Pot stars. How many pot stars, buddy?
Zero.
Zero.
Negative five, bro. Negative five.
Negative five. Cool. Here's three of the top grossing Android apps. Clash of Clans, Candy Crush, and Farm Heroes.
Oh my god.
Top grossing Candy Crush, buddy. That's like, that guy's probably a gajillionaire now.
There's a sucker born every day, folks.
and you'll know who that is, but the person playing Candy Crush, right?
Yeah.
That's one of DJ's problems. something that we don't do often. Sports Center on the pod. Connecticut beats Kentucky 60-54. So Connecticut are the winners. That's it.
My computer's freaking out.
Sports talk. Back to you, DJP.
In today's news, shoot, man, since we're talking about things, I mean, do you want to talk about some news that's happening here, bro?
Do you have something?
Yeah, have you been watching the news lately?
No.
It's
always bad news, buddy.
They showed the video of that guy up in the mountains, James Boyd.
Uh-huh.
That poor guy, dude. I don't know if I should, I'm thinking right now, dude, because I don't know if I should just keep this opinion to myself or should I just share it?
What? DJ Problems is, thinking about something?
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, that's some, you know, what's going on here, dude, is some real shit. You know, I want to be involved with my community and stuff like that. And I do care about what happens here in the town, you know, in the city of Albuquerque.
Uh-huh.
I love the Duke City for what it is. You know, and everybody has a bad place in their city. You know what I mean? So nobody is immune to that. You know what I mean? Nobody's, like immune from it. You know, is that right? Is that how I'm supposed to say it?
I don't know, buddy. Like,
okay. So basically like what I mean by that is like, everybody has like that trashy part of the city. It kind of fucking makes you look bad and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's not one city in the whole earth that doesn't have a bad part of town in that place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like nobody's like better than that. You know, like every town has a bad spot. So like, dude, right now, like I believe that our police department, I believe that our, dude, I don't know if I should say that shit. fuck, dude.
All right. Well, I took a quick glance at this and basically, he dropped his bag when police were escorting him down the mountain, and out of his bag, a knife fell. So I guess that's why they shot him, because they thought he was a threat.
Well, dude, I mean, I don't know. They showed the video. I mean, like, this is like an opinion over a lot of shit that's happening here. You know what I mean? This isn't just because this guy got shot. This poor guy, dude, he was just standing there, and fucking the dog came running up to him, and he dropped his bag. You know, he was like, oh shit, I think this dog's gonna leap at me. He dropped the bag. Dude, there was like 10 cops surrounding him with guns drawn. They could have tased him. They could have pepper sprayed him. They could have shot him with a bean bag, you know, but yeah. They didn't. They shot him dead.
Oh, okay, okay.
And, this poor guy didn't deserve to die, bro. He was a homeless dude up in the mountains, and, he had nowhere to fucking go. And, I believe that these fucking police should serve every fucking bit of jail time, dude. And I don't feel sorry for fucking what could possibly happen to them for that, you know? This fucking town is something else, dude. That's all I'm gonna say. I love the people in the city of Albuquerque, bro, but fucking the higher ups, they need to pull their fucking heads out of their asses. And this new police chief that we have. Does that say something to you, brother?
Yep, that says it all, buddy. Don't worry about it.
I mean, come on now. I mean, I don't vote for that reason right there, because I feel as if the election and all that shit is just a fucking, it's just a big dick rub, you know what I mean? It's just a big circle jerk.
Yeah.
Just a financial circle jerk, dude. And everybody promises something, bro, and, you know, for the better of people, they don't change it. They just say what they want to until they get to where they want. And then it's everybody fends for themselves. And it's like, oh shit, well, what we promised you isn't going to happen. So we're just going to go ahead and do what we plan on doing. And then, you can just go ahead and deal with it. So right now, all the shit that's happening is bullshit here, yo. And
so the story could tie into another one from the other week, huh?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. I mean, like, granted, there's people that have been shot here and this and that, dude. And they're not the best of looking people. The people that are, you know, I read in this thing, in this like a post on Facebook, and it was an older gentleman. He was speaking to the, to the board today or something like that. I don't know what they were doing, but they were speaking, and he said, I was standing there in the UNM parking lot, and you know, I seen the younger kids acting stupid. You know, they weren't causing any harm. They were just acting stupid as young people do. And I totally agree with that, man. You know, everybody has that part where it just happens. There's that younger group. They fucking make a mess. It just happens. But he goes, well, no violence happened until APD showed up.
Uh huh.
There wasn't violence happening until APD showed up. So that says something, you know? What does that say? I mean, what does that say to you? Like, people didn't get hurt or start getting hurt until the cops showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
And we pay these people, you know, we pay their fucking salaries and shit. And then when they kill people, they don't receive any, punishment. And I think that's wrong. Whether they're a public servant or not, I believe that they hold a higher standard, bro. Any type of government official should hold a higher standard than anything else. They should be, I don't know, dude. Like I said, dude, it's a big mess and shit.
Yeah.
It's shitty here, brother.
And
I feel
somebody needs to be, responsible and just, you know, take action. And it doesn't have to be the chief, but it could be somebody else and just, step in front of these guys and just telling them, what's wrong and what's right, and just, you know, just like at least somebody speak up and say something, and maybe that could change somebody. And just,
yeah, man.
Somebody needs to, I guess, like, since with what you just talked about, somebody needs to point a finger and say, you need to fix this or else even worse things could happen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, dude, it's crazy. I just think it sucks. It's sad. It's sad that, it has to come to shit like this, you know?
Yep.
Whatever, it's cool.
It's cool, it's cool.
It's cool, it's cool. We'll be here battling in the ABQ.
Battle out.
We're not probably the only town that has that happen, right? No. We can't be the only ones.
No, probably not.
So, a little bit of touching on our town subjects, right?
But if you know, like, if the Rock Punk can say something about it, then you know, you never know. We could spark a fire in somebody, and they'll just speak out and speak to the right person.
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's what we're all about, you know, just talking about
bring
all
the
this.
Peace. Bring the peace, please.
Bring the peace, talk about it, spread the word, see what we can do, right?
Let's all just be nice people, and like Mr. B, as we go through the drive-thru, we leave our change to the person behind us as a courteous gesture to say, hey, look, I'm a good person, and I hope this deed goes a long way, you know what I mean? And then every small good deed can lead up to one big good deed, which means everybody gets along and everybody's you know, careful of one another and, not careless, you know? How do you say this? What is it? Let's be reactive, not proactive.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, that's my word, man.
That's your word, DJ Problem's word.
For the news.
All right, we'll move on, all right, buddy?
Word up.
Word up. Word to your moms.
Check, 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 check.
Word to your moms for playing that. Words with friends. What was it?
word versus.
What was that game? The one your mom was beating you, DJ?
Oh, shit. I'm getting called out. My mom was whooping my ass at word versus.
Cool, cool. Well, somebody else got whipped, too. Undertaker.
The Undertaker got whooped.
Now, I don't really follow wrestling too much, but I guess he was 22-0, but now he's 22-1.
The Undertaker?
Undertaker, legendary WrestleMania. I guess that happened last night. So that's what he says. 22-1. He failed. He's crying. He's crying to his moms. His moms beat him.
Dude, man, he shaved his head and all that stuff, huh?
Yep.
And I remember when he used to have long black hair, dude, and he used to wear that big old New Yorker style hat. I don't know how you would explain it.
Yeah, that big, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
His hair was long and all that,
Yeah, those white eyes. The Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Captain America, they made a lot of money. They're number one this past weekend. 96.2 million. Is that a lot of money?
Yeah, man, that's a real
just over the weekend. And worldwide,
I like how you say, yeah, man, just over the weekend, man.
And over the weekend, worldwide, they made 207.1 million. Mill, buddy. Mill. And number two was Noah, Russell Crowe, 17 mil. Number three was Divergent with 13 mil. You getting excited for a new Spider-Man?
Is a new Spider-Man coming out?
New Spider-Man coming out, buddy. It's almost here.
How many Spider-Mans can you make?
As long as people keep watching.
I mean, what's there to really tell about Spider-Man, dude?
Spider-Man.
They should bring Batman back.
They are. They're going to do Batman Superman, remember? But Ben Affleck, he's going to be Batman.
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. Video game concert starts U.S. tour April 19th. Symphony of Heroes. And the concert, it's called Play, a Video Game Symphony. So it's just orchestrated music from several big video games like Journey, The Elder Scrolls, Halo, Final Fantasy, God of War, Metal Gear Solid. So they just have a concert and they just play these tracks from the games with video. That's it. They go along with the video. What do you think about that, buddy?
That sounds pretty alright.
Yeah. And it's starting in, St. Petersburg on April 19th. Upcoming venues, Atlanta, Houston, Toronto, Montreal, Monterey, and Mexico City.
It's so crazy, dude. They play with like this big old screen and an orchestra, right?
Orchestra, yeah.
They just watch, I guess they're watching video games?
Watching movies? It's not really, it's probably like the video game characters, but it's just a video with the video game characters in it doing something just to go along with the music.
Some like a dope ass music video live, huh? That's cool.
Yeah, I guess you can say it like that. Yes, sir. And I don't know if you're excited about this. The Goonies 2 and Gremlins are doing a remake by Warner Brothers.
No way.
Way, buddy.
Where is this news?
News is in the link.
Is it this getpocket.com?
Yes, sir. So, yeah. It was revealed last week.
It's asking me to log in.
Ooh. It's asking me to log in?
Yeah, it says Pocket login.
What?
Mr. B, I got cheated.
You got cheated? Try this.
Oh, here we go. Let's see a Gremlins remake.
Gremlins. Yep, that's just basically it. Making a Goonies 2 and Gremlins remake.
I wonder who's going to play Chunk.
Yep. They gotta get
Jonah Hill. Where are you at, dog? Oh yeah. I'm just kidding.
If they do use him, it's gonna be an older Goonies, huh?
Oh yeah.
Hopefully they do it good though. And we do have the first Goonies, and we've been wanting to watch it with a little B, but we still haven't watched it yet.
First Gremlins.
Yep. Word.
A word to your mother.
Ice, babe.
Ooh.
Word to your mother. Verizon slashes service plan pricing to match AT&T. Told you, buddy. Started off with T-Mobile doing these funky sales. These people turning their heads like, what are these guys doing? What are they doing? And AT&T comes along and says, these guys are making some money, so we're gonna do the same thing. We're gonna slash our prices, crash down the prices. And up comes Verizon saying, oh snap, we gotta do something or else we're gonna lose our customers to these people going to these other companies just because they're saving money and they're having better service, growing service.
This is, okay, so what does this mean for, existing?
Not really. But, well, you can join, you can have like a family plan and you just basically share like 10 gigs for $160 a month with a share plan.
10 gigs is a lot.
Yes, sir. How much? What did yours get upgraded to?
I believe it was 3.
3 gigs. So, yeah, it's, the AT&T, the one they were advertising on TV and everything. Remember their family share plan?
Yeah.
Yep. So Verizon matched it.
Oh, Mr. B, I'm not even gonna lie, sir. I'm tired.
Tired?
Yeah, I think I was delusional there a little bit earlier.
Carrying you to the finish line, buddy.
It's all right.
It's all right. Finish line's coming, all right? Hang in there, buddy. Hang in there.
Oh, it's all good, brother. You know me. I'm going to hang in there till the end.
Hang in there. Yes, sir. And there's this company. It's called Otherworld Computing, OWC, and they have upgrades for the new 2013 Mac Pros. I don't know if you've ever seen these, but it's sort of like almost looks like a big,
I've seen these. They're towers, right? Or they're like, What would you call them? Your desktop?
Yeah, but they're not real big towers. They're smaller than that.
Right.
Yeah. So,
dude, these things. These are the ones I was talking about that were like $10,000.
Yep.
Right? Is that right?
So they can't get up to there. Yeah. So this company, Otherworld Computing, they're offering upgrades for these computers.
Uh-huh.
And check this out. You could get a 8-core 2.6 gigahertz for $1,500. Here's another one, 8-core 3.3 gigahertz for $2,500. Upgrade to a 10-core 3 gigahertz for $2,400. And a 12-core 2.7 gigahertz for 3 G's, buddy. This Mac Pro, it's pretty amazing with these upgrades.
Yeah.
You could do a lot of stuff with these. It's amazing, man. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to wait until a couple of them pass through, you know what I'm saying?
Does it put your computer to shame, the one you have right now?
Nah.
Cool. Zens. It's called Zens. This thing's called a Zens. You put it in your cup holder, and in the middle of it, you put your phone in there, and it charges wirelessly, but it only works for phones that offer the Qi wireless charging.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you hear it good?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude, I'm sorry about that.
Ding, ding. I thought you were going to go ding, ding, ding.
I was putting my elbow on the keyboard, dude, and I was like, oh, damn, I hear something. So I did it again, and I looked up, and I was like, oh, damn, the levels are going up.
What's going on? Yes, sir.
Sorry about that, Mr. B.
No, it's all right, buddy. But, you put this little charger in your cup holder, and you just slide your phone in the middle without plugging in any wires. So it only works with these phones that offer the Qi wireless charging. You just put your phone, slip your phone in there, and start charging. Pretty cool for those phones.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you have to put it in your phone? Do you have to put it in your coffee cup holder?
No, you can probably put it somewhere else. But it's in the shape of the holder, though, the cup holder.
Huh?
Yeah. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet you'll like this next story, this next topic, this next picture. Darth Vader helmet, toaster toast Vader head on bread.
No way. It burns Darth Vader on your bread?
Yep. $45. It'll toast a Darth Vader image on your bread. One side is a Darth Vader helmet looking at you straight. And the other side, it just says Star Wars. You know how they do that with the NFL teams? Or I think there's a few sports teams that offer this too. Toasters.
I bought my grandpa one of those sports ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir, I did.
Which one did you get for him? Cowboys?
No. Those colors don't fly in these households.
Colors.
I got him a Bears waffle maker.
The Bears.
And man, let me tell you what, dude, those little things are cool. Get your waffle ready to go and kabam, dude, sports team on a Sunday morning. What better?
Sports team, yeah. You've used it?
Oh, I haven't personally, no. But I thought, man, what better way to wake up than to, have some sports team's waffles, man. Oh, I actually want to give me one.
Yeah.
Make my print on all the shit.
Man, imagine Rot Pod on it.
That would be cool, man. You could do Rot Pod on the Frito Pies.
Facebook it.
Tweet it.
Instagram it.
What?
Steak, cake, and rib.
All right, DJ, last story. You ready? See if you'll believe this or not. Android KitKat crashes way less than iOS 7.1. Take that, buddy.
What happened?
Android phones crash less than iOS phones.
Really?
Really, buddy.
Who made this statistic?
The people.
The people, huh?
Yeah, they did studies on it. Yes, sir. See, I told you, believe it or not, this is true? True. It's true, buddy.
I gotta put my damn glasses on. I don't believe this.
Believe it,
what
buddy.
What does this say?
You don't believe Mr. B? You don't believe the Rot Pod?
Okay. Boo, 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 boo.
I don't like what I'm seeing to be. This is not looking good for this damn fruit.
No.
The fruit's getting rotten here. The
fruit's getting eaten, buddy.
Damn. That's all right, man. There's nothing I could do now. I have Windows and I have Mac, so I got the shittiest of both worlds.
Yep. And, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, listeners, you want to chime in on these stories? You want to give us feedback, topics, whatever? Just send them our way, right, DJ?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, dude, tonight. I'm out of it, man. This was an eventful day.
This is a cold night.
It was a cold night in the Duke City, man. Cold night. Damn.
Duke City. Detroit. What was that song? It says Detroit Rock City. Was that the song?
I think so.
Cold Duke City. I don't know. I think I'm talking smack to you right now.
Are we the only ones that are the Duke City?
What's that?
Are we the only Duke City in the United States?
I don't know.
We should look that up and see if it's real.
Look it up, buddy. Look it up.
Could be in the Guinness Book of World Records, buddy. The only rock pod in the whole entire Earth.
Earth.
The Earth.
Earth. Rock pod on Earth. Number one.
We should get a satellite up in the sky, man. Broadcast to the aliens. What do you think, Mr. B?
Broadcasting the rock.
Hey, let's get a satellite up in orbit that pods the rot.
Pods the rot to the people's ear holes.
Yes, sir. Taking over the radio waves.
It's like a Megatron. Yes, sir. DJ.
Yes, sir.
Monster or Beats?
What are monsters? Energy drink?
Monster brand. Remember that Monster, the audio, the Monster brand? You don't know about them?
No, sir. I've never heard of them.
All right. Let me think of another real quick. First thing in my head, Costco or Sam's Club?
Oh, shit. Ooh. Let me ask you this, sir. Will they be having those little old ladies serving those little snacks on the plates?
Yes, sir.
Or is this a day when you go during the week and no one's there?
No, this is on the weekend, you know, where you
can... shit. I'm going to have to say Sam's Club, bro.
Sounds good. Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining me on episode 63. More to come. Mr. B, DJ P, any last words?
Thank you, Mr. B. I appreciate you putting up with my madness on the show sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Much love, my man.